News release. COLORADO Department of Local Affairs. Today, Governor Polis, the Department of Local Affairs, DOLA, and the Department of Labor and Employment, CDLE, announced the awardees for the Lifeguard Training Initiative, part of the administration's Pool Special Initiative, launched last summer. We are making a splash with this exciting support for lifeguards, part of our ongoing work to make sure that pools can safely open earlier, expand hours and stay open longer this summer. We are thrilled that so many local governments across the state applied for this funding so that families, friends, and neighbors can dive right into the summer, said Polis. The Lifeguard Training Initiative is part of the Polis administration's ongoing work to make sure Colorado's public pools have trained staff to open sooner and stay open longer. This initiative helps local governments to attract and retain public pool employees throughout the summer and ensure adequate staffing levels to keep pools open at maximum capacity. Polis announced this new initiative earlier this month at North Glen Rec Center, joined by members of the administration, local officials, state lawmakers and community members. The grantees are as follows. Name. Amount awarded. Raindance Metropolitan District No. 1. $10,700. Town of Holly. $1,000. St. Vrain Lakes Metropolitan District No. 1 $10,700 Erie Highlands Metropolitan District No. 4 $10,700 Bennett Park and Recreation District $1,687 Apex Park and Recreation District $10,700 City of Woodland Park $2,868 City of Commerce City $1,462 City of Thornton $6,892 City of Rocky Ford $1,000 City of Louisville $2,070 City of Sterling $10,700 City of Craig $1,000 City of Aurora $10,700 Town of Castle Rock $7,873 City of Glenwood Springs $1,000 Carbon Valley Park and Recreation District $1,000 South Suburban Park and Recreation District $10,700 Thompson Rivers Parks and Recreation District $2,193 Evergreen Park and Recreation District $5,061 Town of Berthoud $2,812 City of North Glen $1,968 Town of Parker $4,499 City of Loveland $5,624 Town of Johnstown $10,700 Town of Breckenridge $1,406 Widefield 3 School District $3,670 Montrose Recreation District $2,137 Fraser Valley Metropolitan Recreation District $2,812 Clear Creek Metropolitan Recreation District $1,687 City of Fort Collins $8,436 City of Brighton $1,687 Columbine Knolls Grove Metropolitan Recreation District $2,812 City and County of Broomfield $10,700 City of Boulder $10,700 City of Fruta $3,093 Weld County School District $3-$1 $1,000 Mountain Recreation Metropolitan District $2,812 Foothills Park and Recreation District $5,793 Town of Windsor $1,665 Mount Vernon Country Club Metropolitan District $10,700 City of Manitou Springs $8,436 Fossil Ridge Metropolitan District No. 1 $10,700 Chaparral Metropolitan District $10,700 Marvella Metropolitan District $10,700 City of Colorado Springs $10,545 in total. $258,000 in grant funding was available with a minimum request of $1,000 and a maximum request of $20,000. $257,800 was awarded and the remaining $200 will be available for supplemental funding to grantees. The Pool Special Initiative is a partnership with DOLA and Colorado Workforce Development Council housed in CDLE utilizing statewide innovation funds through the Federal Workforce Innovation and Opportunity ACT. WIOA, and DOLA. About the Colorado Department of Local Affairs, DOLA is responsible for strengthening Colorado's local communities and building capacity by providing strategic training, research, technical assistance and funding to localities. Colorado's rich heritage is evident in the communities that extend from the eastern plains to the western slope, from the southeast to the northwest corners of our state. While each region, county and municipality represents a range of interests and characteristics, all of Colorado's communities are constantly changing, adapting and working to address the concerns of citizens. To learn more, click here. About the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment connects job seekers with great jobs, provides an up-to-date and accurate picture of the economy to help decision-making, assists workers who have been injured on the job, ensures fair labor practices, helps those who have lost their jobs by providing temporary wage replacement through unemployment benefits, and protects the workplace and Colorado communities with a variety of consumer protection and safety programs. To learn more, click here.